Today's shiur is Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're going to begin six lines from the top. Hahu lifta dasa mechuzah. There was a turnip that was brought to mechuzah by Goy on Yontif. And just to review one of the last dinim we discussed in yesterday's Gemara is that if a Goy brings something for a Jew mechutz l'tchum on Shabbos for Yontif, the Jew is not allowed to use it. So here, there was this turnip brought by a Goy to Mechuzah, Nafik Rava, Chazi the Kamisha. So Rava went and looked at it, and he saw that it was withered. Shar Rava L'mizbenei. So Rava allowed the people to purchase the turnip from the Goy. The Pais can point out, of course, in one of the ways that it's permissible to do business on Shabbos for Yom Tov, that means there was no money exchanged, of course, and it was just done on credit. Rava said they could purchase the turnip on Yom Tov. Omar, because he said, Havadaim Esmel Nekra. Since I see that the turnip is somewhat withered, so it's obviously that it was not just cut today. Because if it was cut today, it would be fresh. Now, what would be the problem? Tosfos explains. If it would have been cut today, it wouldn't have been the issue of kaitzer, of cutting on Shabbos for Yontif, since as we're going to see in the Gemara, if it was done on behalf of a goy, there is no problem of kaitzer. The issue here was muksa. The Tosfos says that even Rav Shimon, who has a very lenient approach to muksa, something that a person completely is maksadas, something that a person completely takes his mind away from his muksa, and these turnips were something that a person took his way mind away from. Now, Tosfos asks, if we're learning now that there's an issue of muksa on fruits and vegetables, why did yesterday we say that the Chazal said that you're not allowed to have fruit that fell off a tree, because we're afraid that if we're going to allow you to eat fruit that falls off a tree, you may come to pick the fruit off the tree. Tosfos asks, it should be also, because we just said that all fruit on a tree is muksa. So Tosfos says, certain fruits on trees are not muksa. Fruit that we know that birds will eat are not muksa. So that's why we had to say, Nucha Gzer, that we discussed yesterday, are perish hanoshim. My amrit, what's your concern? Mechutz l'tchum asya, that they came from chutz l'tchum, and we know that habav b'shvil Yisrael zeh, if something was brought mechutz l'tchum for one Jew, mutal lechel Yisrael lecha, certainly another Jew is allowed to eat it. So here, v'koshkein, hi, certainly in this case, that the nachr maser, that these turnips weren't even brought for Jews. They were brought for goyim. Because as Rashi explains, most of the city was populated by goyim. Certainly, you're allowed to eat from these turnips. However, says the Gemara, kivin the chazal the kamafsha maisalhu, once they saw that people took advantage and they were buying the turnips, and now goyim were specifically bringing the turnips on behalf of Jews, aslhu, he said that the Jews aren't allowed to buy these turnips because this is something that was brought mechutz l'tchum b'shvil Yisrael, and anything that's brought mechutz l'tchum b'shvil Yisrael is also. The Mefarshim point out the reason we're makel by something that's brought mechutz l'tchum b'shvil Yisrael zeh, another Yisrael may eat it, is because tchumim are only the rabbanim. As the Mefarshim, we learned that in certain situations tchumim are the raisa, tchumim of Yud Beis Mil. So why are we makel? So Mefarshim point out, since tchum of Yud Beis Mil is very not shchiach, very not common, Chazal did not make a gzeira in such a situation. Now the Rashba has another gears in this Gemara. The Gemara here we learned my amrit mechutz l'tchum asya, that the only problem is that the turnips came mechutz l'tchum. The Rashba's gears in the Gemara is my amrit dilma mechutz l'tchum asya. Maybe they came from chutz l'tchum. So the Rashba says that from here we see that even if it's just a suffix, if something came mechutz l'tchum, And it was brought specifically for a Jew, even though we don't know for sure that it was brought mechutz atchum, it's osur. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, on Yontif Sheni, so we have two reasons to be mekel. Number one, it's Yontif Sheni. Number two, it's a suffix if it came mechutz atchum. We could be mekel on something that we have a suffix if it came mechutz atchum. The Mishnah Berurah, however, quotes a Trumas Hadashin and other Achroinim that don't differentiate between the first day Yontev and Yontev Sheni Shagolius, as he explained, since we anyway for sure know what is the right calendar day. Just Chazal told us that we have to hold the second day Yontev, and therefore there is no difference between the first day Yontev and the second day Yontev, even on something which is a suffix, if it came in Chutz Atchum, we have to be Machmer, and the reason is, since it's a Dov Shesh Lamatirin, it's something that will ultimately be Mutter without any Shiloh, after Yontif, we're not Mekel. Says the Gemara, Hana b'nei gonanu, the gozel hu osu b'yontif sheni. There were people who made canopies for chos and v'kala, and they made out of hadassim a canopy on the second day Yontif. We're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi first, and then we'll mention other pshatim the Gemara. L'orta sharle ravina, that night Ravina allowed them to smell from the hadassim, L'rucha be'la'alta, to smell from them immediately. That even though we know that Allah is, that if Malach is done on Shabbos for Yontif, we explained in yesterday's shir, you have to wait B'chdei Shiyasa, you have to wait Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yontif, the amount of time it takes to do that Malacha until you could use the item on which the Malacha was done. Here, they were Mekel because it was Yontif Sheni. Amalei Rabba Batachlif L'Ravina, Leisul Humar, so Rabba Batachlif told him, you should be Machmer, B'mnei She'en B'nei Torah, because these people are not Talmid HaChachamim, and if they'll see that we could be Mekel in this Shaila on Yontif Sheni, they'll come to be Mezazel, they'll come to treat disrespectfully Yontif Sheni. Maskel Rashmaya, so Rashmaya asked, Tamad Dineinu B'nei Torah, what are you saying? That the whole concern is, because they're not Talmid HaChachamim. Habnei Torah, if they will be Talmid Chachamim, that won't be Mezazel Yontif Sheni Shari. V'abina b'chdei Shiyasu. We know that the halacha always is that you have to wait. If a malacha was done on Shabbos Yontif, the amount of time it took to make the malacha on Matzah Shabbos Matzah Yontif, and says the Gemara, Azul Shaila L'Rava. They went and asked Rava, and Amlu, and he told them, b'ina b'chdei Shiyasu, you have to wait b'chdei Shiyasu. So again, the way Rashi explained the machloikis between Ravina and Rava was the Ravina held that since it was Yontif Sheni, we could be Mekel, and Rava said there is no difference between Yontif Sheni and any other time. The Ramban has a different approach to Gemara. He takes out the words Yontif Sheni, and his girsa was that they want to be Mekel on Yontif, and that Ravina differentiates between Shabbos, where there's an issa skila to do malacha, and Yontif, where there's an issa laugh to do malacha, and that's why he said a matzah Yontif makes a difference first day or second day. You can have it. And Rava said, no, there is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Another pshat given is really based on a machlokes rishonim of Rashi and Tosfos. When we discuss b'chdei shiyasu, that you have to give it the amount of time it took to do the malacha, what does b'chdei shiyasu mean? Doesn't mean the actual malacha, in this case, cutting the hadassim, or does b'chdei shiyasu also include the time it takes to go get the hadassim and bring the hadassim? Ravina held that b'chdei shiyasu only means the actual time of doing the malacha. Cutting a hadass takes a moment, and therefore there was no point, because right away Matzah Shabbos would be mutter. Rava, on the other hand, held like Tosfos, that b'chdei shiyasu includes the time before and after the malacha, and that's why it takes more time. The Baal Hamor in Masechta Sukkah asks a different question. The halacha, the Gemara says Masechta Sukkah is like this: if someone wants to smell an esrig on Shabbos for Yontif, he's not allowed to, because we're concerned that as he approaches the esrig to smell it, he may cut it off to bite it because it's a fruit. Hadassim, however, the Gemara says, are mutter to be smelled on Shabbos for Yontif, because since hadassim aren't eaten, so the person's not going to cut off, tear out the hadassim. So therefore, asked the Baal Hamor, why was it osur to smell these hadassim that were caught on Yontif? I'm not gaining anything from the fact that they were caught on Yontif, because I could have smelled them anyway. So the machlokes was showing them how to answer. The Baal HaMor explains that since these hadassim weren't just used for smelling, these hadassim were also used to build a canopy. Building a canopy for chos v'kala are certainly osur, and that's why they weren't allowed to be used. But if the entire purpose was just for smelling, says the Baal HaMor, would be mutter, because I'm not gaining anything from what was done by having it cut. However, the Ramban disagrees with Baal HaMor. The Ramban says that yes, it's true that you could have smelled it when they weren't attached. However, lemaisa, they were detached. A malacha was done. So since a malacha was done, even though it wasn't necessary malacha, once a malacha is done, you're not allowed to have hana. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah of Daisa Omer, Ha'ovel of Neiteva, somebody davens on Rosh Hashanah, says the Nusach, as we learned in the Mishnah, that if today is, he says, if today is Rosh Chodesh, then tomorrow won't be, and vice versa. Ritzei v'achlitzeini. Amar Rava, ki aveina be'Rav Huna, when we were in Rav Huna's yeshiva, Iboilon, we asked, ma'al lahaskil shu Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah? Is there, do we mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah tefillos? Kivin the chalukim and mesafim, since different carbon musaf are brought for Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, therefore Allah is aminin, we should mention Rosh Hashanah separately and Rosh Chodesh separately. Adim hazikaron echad lekan lekan, since we say Yom hazikaron in the tefillah and Rosh Hashanah, and as Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Zikaron, and Rosh Chodesh is also, it says, V'hoyu lechem lezikaron. So once they say the word Zikaron, it applies both to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Olam Tenesua. We learned it in our Mishnah. Mishnah said, Rav Daisa Omer, Hoyvel Lefnei Teva, somebody who davens Rosh Hashanah, he should say, V'chetzenu Hashem alkeinus Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. My laugh. Lahaskar. What does Rav Dois mean? That you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. And as we learned at the end of the Mishnah, the Chachamim disagree with Rav Dois. So obviously, we Paskin like the Chachamim, hold that you don't say Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Loi, says the Gemara, that's not the machloikas between Rav Dois and Rav Chachamim. The machloikas between Rav Dois and the Chachamim evolves around Lahasnois. Rav Dois said, we say this Nusach, if today is Rosh Chodesh, if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. The Rabbanim disagree with that, but they certainly agree, possibly, that you do mention Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Hachanam Mistabra, and that pshat makes sense. Midotani b'braisa, we learned in a braisa, v'keno Rav Doisa oisa b'Rosh Chodesh and shekol Hashanah kula. Rav Doisa said this nusach every day on Rosh Chodesh. Whenever there was a doubt if the 30th day or the 31st day was the first of the new month, Rav Dois would say this nusach v'lo haydolai. That, and the Chum didn't agree. So yeah, b'shlam lahasnois, if we say that the entire machlokes between the Chum and Rav Dois is that the Rabbanim don't like this Tanai, that's why I understand b'shlam hachalai haydolai. That's why the Chum don't agree with Rav Dois, and they don't want you to make Tanayim, sign Rosh Chodesh, and also on Rosh Hashanah. Eli amit lahaskir, if you're going to say, if the machlokes between Rav Dois and our Mishnah is if you should mention Rosh Chodesh at all, amai loy haydo loy, why by every other Rosh Chodesh don't I agree? Why on every other Rosh Chodesh there's no reason they should not mention Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh on both days? Vel amai, what are you going to say? Lahasnois, that the machlokes in both the Mishnah and the Braisa is that Rabbanan hold you always mention Rosh Chodesh, just like Rav Dosa. Just Rav Dosa adds that you should make this nusach with this condition, and Rabbanan disagree. But then the question is, lam lila flugi betarti. So why do they have to argue two times? And like the Ritva explains, according to Rav Huna, the fact that we have the machlokes twice indicates that one time the halacha is, it's come to teach us, that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. And the other time it's come to teach us that not only do you mention it, but also there's one machlokes about mentioning it, and another machlokes if you make the Tanai. But if you're going to tell me that everybody agrees that you're mentioning it, and the whole machlokes is only if you say the Tanai, why do you have to have the machlokes about Tanai, the same machlokes two times? And for the Gemara Tzricha, we have to have the same machlokes twice. The Ashmin Rosh Hashanah, if I would only have the machlokes Rosh Hashanah, have I mean, I would think, but how come Rabban and Deloy? You know why I don't want to let you say this tonight in Rosh Hashanah? Mishum da'asul zulzulibay. If a person is going to start saying today, maybe Rosh Hashanah may not be Rosh Hashanah, a person is not going to act properly and not treat the day like Rosh Hashanah. Ab Rosh Hashanah, Chadash Mishkal Kshanah Kula. On Rosh Chodesh, where a person is a lot of work anyway, so I'm not concerned with zilzul. Maybe he agrees with Reb Doisa that you can say the Nusach. If I only had the Machlokes Reb Doisa and the Chachamim by Rosh Chodesh, I would say, but how come Reb Doisa? That's where Reb Doisa says that you make the Tanai. Aval Bahach by Rosh Hashanah, perhaps, maybe there they agree to the Rabbanon that you should say, you should not say it because it come to Zozo. That's why it's Tzricha. That's why you have to have the Machlokes two times. So right now we don't really have any definitive proof if we do or do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Meisvei, and perhaps you do mention it. Meisvei, so Gemara says, how could you say that you mention Rosh Chodesh? It says in a Braisa, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yus B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, B'Shamay Omer Mispal Eser. In the Tefillah HaMusaf, you should say 10 brachas. What are the 10 brachas? The same 3 brachas that we begin every Shemoneh Esrei. Magen Avraham, Mechai Meisim at the Kaddish. The same 3 brachas that every Shemoneh Esrei ends with. Hamachzeh Shekinasoi Letzioin. Hatoiv Shimcha L'cha Nola Hoidois. And Hamavarach Sama Yisrael B'Shaloi is 6. And then the 3 brachas in the middle, Malchi Yisachroinis B'Shoifrois. And says Beis Shammai that if it's Shabbos, you have to say one more bracha, the bracha for Shabbos. It's not included in one of the other brachas. Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai, and they say Mispal Teisha. You say 9 brachas, and Shabbos is included in middle of the bracha that mentions Rosh Hashanah. You say V'titn Lanu Hashem Shabbos Hazeh V'Siyom Hazikaron Hazeh. And when you end the bracha, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Hashabbos V'Yisroel V'Yom Zikurun. Now ask the Gemara, Im Isa, if what we're saying now is correct, that on Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh, so Beishamai Achas Asrim Be'Eloi, according to Beishamai there should be 11 brachas, the 9 brachas for Rosh Hashanah, the 10th bracha for Shabbos, the 11th bracha for Rosh Chodesh. The fact that we don't do that is a proof that we don't say Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira says no. Rosh Chodesh, Shani Rosh Chodesh, even Beis Shammai will agree that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh for its own bracha. Why? Matoich Shekoyel L'Shachas V'Arvis, since even Beis Shammai agrees that when we daven Shachas and we daven Mariv, we don't say a separate bracha for a Chodesh in those tefillahs. That's why Beis Shammai agrees that we don't make a special bracha for a Chodesh in the Musaf when on Rosh Hashanah. Because since it's Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned separately by Shacharis and Maravis, it's also not mentioned separately by Musaf. That's why Koil Nami Ben Musafim. Ask the Gemara, is that true that Beis Shammai holds that somebody combines Rosh Chodesh with the bracha of Shabbos when he davens Musaf? V'tanya, Rosh Chodesh chalis b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Beis Shammai mispal shmoina. You should say 8 brachas. The 7 brachas that you say every week by Shabbos Musaf, and a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Or Beis Hillel disagree, and they say you say Sheva, and you include one bracha Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So what do we see? That even though by Shachris and Arvis, Beis Shammai agreed that we don't make a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, that doesn't affect Musaf. So here too, yes, on Rosh Hashanah, maybe Rosh Chodesh is mentioned not as a separate bracha, but by Shachris and Arvis. But that shouldn't change, that should be mentioned for separate bracha according to Beis Shammai by Musaf. The fact that Beis Shammai clearly don't have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is an indication that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And Kasha, the Gemara says, otherwise Rav Zeira's teretz is difficult. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira said that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh separately, because since it's combined with the bracha by Shachris and it's combined by Ma'ariv, so we don't make a separate bracha by Musaf. Says the Gemara, this concept that Rav Zeira said, the koil atzmai, the fact that it's combined, tanoihi, if that's really true, that is Rosh Chodesh combined or not combined, is machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Shabbos shechalis per Rosh Chodesh, if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are on the same day, Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, oy b'chol shemoid, Shabbos chol moid, arvish shachrus o mincha, mispal kedak shachra. By Marav, by Shachs, by Mincha, we say the regular seven brachas, just like every other Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh is mentioned by Ritzei. And the Mefarshim explain, that's what we do. The Nusach of Yal of Yavoi speaks about coming back to Yerushalayim, to doing that Voida. That's our tefillah, and that's why it's appropriate to say it in the place in the Shemona Esrei where we're being mispalil that we should be able to do the Avoida. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Vahido. Rabbi Lezer says it's said by Toiv Shimchan Olahoidus, just like we say Al Hanisim. And the Mefarshim point out, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Nusach of what would be said in Rosh Chodesh would not be Yal of Yavoi. Because that doesn't fit in Tatoiv Shimcha Nola Hoidos. The Nusach would be something to speak about the day. Vimlai Omar, if he didn't say, Machzir Nosoi. If he didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Uba Musafim, regarding Musaf, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, he begins speaking about Shabbos, V'titin Lan Hashem Shabbos Hazeh, Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, and he finishes the bracha Mekadosh Shabbos, Vayim Mekadosh Tzayyoy Be'emtso, and he mentions Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed in the middle of the bracha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Brotnai, Rabbi Yochanan Aimrim, Kol Mokum Shezok Kulsheva, any time where we say seven brachas, even by Shachris Mincha Mariv, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, we begin with Shabbos. Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, and we end with Shabbos. V'ayim Kedush Hashem B'Emtza. Not, and we don't say Yal V'Yavai. Rav Shimon and Rav Shmuel obviously rule the Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in the middle of the bracha about Shabbos. But Rav Elazar and the Tanakhama hold that we don't. So the halacha that we do or don't mention Rosh Chodesh together with other brachas is really a machlokes tanoim. So what Rav Zeira said is not absolute. Now, as far as the halacha l'maisa, if somebody on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Chol Hamoed mentioned Rosh Shabbos and Yom Tov or Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah says if he ended the bracha by saying Mekadosh Shabbos, even though he didn't end with the words Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Zmanim. The halach is that your yoitza, because since you mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha, it's good enough. However, let's say you end the bracha without mentioning Mekadesh Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says that then you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, because since the nusach habracha of Musaf on Shabbos is always to say Mekadesh Shabbos, somebody who missed saying Mekadesh Shabbos was Mishanim Mateya. He changed the nusach of what Chazal said, and therefore the bracha is not, the Shemoneh Esrei is not considered being said properly and must be repeated. Ask the Gemara, my havalah, What is the halacha l'maisa about mentioning Rosh Chodesh on in the Tefillah Musaf or Rosh Hashanah? Amrav Chizda Zikaron Echad Olay L'Kan L'Kan. The Yom HaZikaron that we say applies both to Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh. V'ken Amrav Zikaron Echad Olay L'Kan L'Kan. It's good enough. Now, the first question is, the Ritva asks, why does the Gemara ask my Havalah if we say Yom HaZikaron? We already proved on top of the Amid that you don't say you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, because if you would mention Rosh Chodesh, that according to Beis Shammai you would have to have one more bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei for Rosh Chodesh. So we already proved it. Why does the Gemara say my Havalah? Why is the Gemara looking for final psak? So Ritva answers that in Shas we have a klal. Whenever Gemara says the word kasha, whenever the Gemara just uses the word kasha, that means it's kasha, but there may be a teretz. When the Gemara says the word tiyufta, that means there's a kasha without a teretz. The Gemara on top of the Amid used the word kasha. Kasha means there's a teretz. What is the teretz? The teretz could be that even though Beis Shammai hold that everything requires its own bracha, but since there is certainly a connection between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, the word Zikaron applies to both of them. Therefore, even Beis Shammai, who normally require a separate bracha for every item, may say that you could mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah in one bracha. And therefore, that wasn't a definitive proof, and now we needed a proof. And the Gemara says that everybody says that Zikaron Echad Olay L'Kan L'Kan. Why? Ask Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Is there a problem of not saying Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah separately? So Tosfos says two pshatim. One pshat is like this: if a person is going to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, he'll think that this Rosh Chodesh is like every other Rosh Chodesh. Whenever we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, we know that the first day of the new month is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is not that way. The new month begins on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So if somebody's going to say Rosh Chodesh on both days of Rosh Hashanah, he's going to think that Aleph Tishrei is really the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is not true, because Aleph Tishrei is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why we don't want him to mention Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos also quotes an Aruch, that the Aruch says, since the Pasuk says, Tikul b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, that Rosh Hashanah is on the day b'kesel, that Rosh Hashanah, that the new moon is covered up, we don't announce that it's Rosh Chodesh. So the Yetzahara, the Satan, should know that's Rosh Chodesh. He should know that's Rosh Hashanah, so we don't try to overemphasize that today is Rosh Chodesh. However, Tosfos says, since in the Tefillah we do mention this Musay Yom Rosh Hashanah, we say the word as Musvei, so including those words of the Musvei, and that we say Mamar Oydus HaChodesh Uminchasa, so we mention the Kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh, and by mentioning the Kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh, that is good enough. In fact, the Matter of Ephraim says that if somebody skipped saying this Musvei Yom Rosh Hashanah, or didn't say Mavar Oydus HaChodesh Uminchasa, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees, even if he already said the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and the Mishnah Berurah says that only if he didn't say the bracha should he go back. But once he said the bracha, if he skipped those words, he does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rabba, ki avinu bei Rav Huna. When we went by Rav Huna, we asked a different shayla. Ma loim is man Rosh Hashanah b'yom Kippurim. Do we say a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the way the Netziv explains the Gemara, a Shechiyonu is said in one of two reasons. Either because a person comes to a level of Simcha, and that's why we say Shechiyonu, which isn't there in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the Yemei Hadin, or because something comes mizman lizman in a specific time from time to time, which would include the Shalosh Regalim, but maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not considered something that comes mizman lizman, and therefore you don't say Shechiyonu. That's the Gemara's question. Kivin lizman lizman, so since they only come from time to time, aminun, we should say it. Adam akim to laikru regalim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not called regalim, lo yaminin. We should not say Shechiyonu. And lo have biyada, he wasn't able to answer it. Kasabei Rav Yehuda, when he came to the yeshiva Rav Yehuda, Amar, Anakra Chadatu Nami Amin Azman. I even say Shechianu on a new squash. So if I say, when I see the new squash Shechianu, I certainly should say it to Shechianu. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Satim, my question wasn't if you're allowed to say Shechianu. Of course you're allowed to say Shechianu. Saying Rosh Hashanah is no worse than seeing a new squash. My question is, are we obligated to say it? Says the Gemara, my Amalei Rav Shmuel Dam Tavayu Einam Zman El B'Shalosh Regalim. The only times we have to say Shechianu is by the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Then the Tziv points out, why did he mention a squash? Because like we said before, when somebody comes to Simcha, he's mechuyev to say Shechianu. Here the situation was that he didn't come to such a great level of Simcha. He only saw a squash. So he said he still saw Shechianu. On something, let's say he says like somebody would move into a new house or build a new house, the chiyev to say Shechianu would be absolute. It wouldn't just be a rishus. Now Rashi points out that when was the Shechianu made? The Shechianu was made when they saw the new squash. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that when you see a new squash, you make a Shechianu. However, our minig is that the Shechianu is not made when we see the new vegetable, the Shechianu is made when we eat the new vegetable. And in fact, this is the basis for a very interesting shaila. The Poskim discuss if somebody is eating a new fruit and he has to make a Bari Priag Eitz and he has to make a Shechianu, which bracha should he make first? Srech Sam Sofer and many other Poskim, the Ksav Sofer and the Chsam Sofer and the Shalas HaTshuvas Marie Ashkenazi and the Prima Godem say that you should make a Shechianu first for two reasons. First of all, if you make the Bari Priyo Eitz and then you're going to make the Shechianu, there's a shaila of a hefsik between the Bari Priyo Eitz and eating the fruit. And the other reason that Chassam Sofer explains is because since the chiyuv of the Shechianu came first, it came when you first saw the fruit. So even though our minig is that we don't make the bracha when we see the fruit, we only make the bracha when we eat the fruit, but the chiyuv came when we saw the fruit, so that's why, since that chiv came first, we first make the Shechianu, then make the Bari Priyo Eitz. However, many poskim disagree, the Ratvaz and the Gra, and they say the first make the Bari Priyo Eitz and then the Shechianu. Now, the poskim mention that there is no option to make a Bari Priyo Eitz, take a bite, and then make a Shechianu and take another bite, because the halacha is that once you already enjoy the fruit, it's too late, and you can no longer make a Shechianu. It's too late already. In fact, Reb Moshe in the Tshuvas speaks very much about this chiyuv of saying a Shechianu, and he explains that there's a specific inyan that a person should make a Shechianu whenever possible. He speaks about that the Shulchan Aruch says that when somebody has a daughter, he's supposed to make a Shechianu. And he says that many people are makel in this bracha and they're not careful to make this bracha. He says a Shechianu is a bracha that a person should go out of his way to make. In fact, he says that's pshat in a Rambam. The Rambam says, La'olam yizor odam b'bracha shein etzricha. A person should always be careful not to make a bracha shein etzricha. And then the Rambam continues, the year bebrachas etzrichos, but he should make the bracha. He should make many of the brachas he has to. The kenam of David, and that's what David says. We say it every day. B'chol yoyim avochecha, I bless you every day. So Rav Moshe asks, the Rambam is difficult to understand. Here the Rambam says, yizor bebrachas shein etzrichos, you have to be careful not to make unnecessary brachas. And then the same Rambam says, the year bebrachas etzrichos, he should make as many brachas as he needs to. He should make extra brachas. So Rav Moshe says that Rambam's talking about the bracha Shechianu. That even though all other brachas, you have to be very careful to make the bracha, it shouldn't be a bracha shein etzricha, that does not apply by Shechianu. Shechianu has a special chiv that it comes for the hanor and the enjoyment the person comes, that the person came to a certain matzav, the person came to a certain situation, and therefore he should go out of his way to make shechiyonos whenever possible. In fact, Tichsam Sofer, Paskins, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. Most Paiskim don't agree with the Chassam Sofer, but the Chassam Sofer paskins that Shechiyonu, and there's a Tzlach that says this also, that Shechiyonu doesn't fall under the normal rule of Sofik Brachas Lahakel, that we know that if there's a Sofik, if somebody has to make a Bracha, he will make it, we tell him not to make the Bracha. Shechiyonu is different, they say. Shechiyonu is because if a person came to a certain Madrega that he wants to be Mashabeach, and he wants to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he should say the Shechiyonu even when he has a Sofik. Most Paiskim disagree, just to show the concept of what a Shechiyonu is. Meisrei, ask the Gemara that we just said that a Shechiyonu is not said in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says in Keheles, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina, give a portion to 7 and also to 8. Difficult Pasuk to understand. So Rebbe Lezer explains this pasuk. Shiva el is made bracious. 7 refers to the 7 days that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in. And Shmoina el yichesim mila. 8 refers to the 8th day on where we do a bris mila. Rishuah meshiva el shiva shimei Pesach. Shiva refers to the 7 days of Pesach. Shmoina el shmoni mechag refers to 8 days of Sukkot, because Shmoni Atzeres is always concluded with Sukkot. Uksha'oimer, when the pasuk says v'gam and also, what's the pasuk coming to include? L'rabbis it says Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that you also have to do this on Shavuos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. My love, what is this pasuk teaching us? What is this braisa teaching us? L'zman, that Shechiyonu is not only said on Sukkot and Pesach, it should also be said on Shavuos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's more like, what this means to say is lebracha. He's saying that in all of these days you say the bracha Baruch Mekatzis Yisrael Vezmanim, but not that the Shechiyonu was said on all these days. It says the Gemara Hachanami Mistabra, that's what makes sense to say that the bracha, that it's referring to bracha of Mekatzis Yisrael Vezmanim, not to the bracha of Shechiyonu. This akadatik l'zman, if you can say that this is referring to Shechiyonu, zman kol shiva miyaka, do we say Shechiyonu every day of the 7 days of Pesach? We only say Shechiyonu on the first day. So obviously, this pasuk Rabbi Shua is not referring to Shechiyonu. So zman holokasha, that's not a prasha, because there is a circumstance where Shechiyonu is said all 7 days of Pesach. Because Allah is the loy mevarach hoidna, if you don't say Shechiyonu on the first day of Yontif, mevarach l'machar l'yamachar, he can make the Shechiyonu another day, any other day until Yontif is over. Has the Gemara, how can you say Shechiyonu not on the first day? Mekam makam be'inin kais. A Shechiyonu is supposed to be said over Kiddush, when you have a cup of wine. That you have on the first day Yontif. You don't have it on the other days of Yontif. Leim Masailer Rav Nachman, should we perhaps now be able to say that Rav Nachman is correct? Don Rav Nachman's man Amr Fil Bishuk, that Shechiyonu doesn't have to be said over a kais, and that's why you could say Shechiyonu any of the days of Yontif, even though you don't have a kais. Why is a Shechiyonu said on a kais? So the Tzitzel Yezer explains, Shechiyonu, as we've been explaining, comes to express our feelings, our gratitude, our shevach v'aydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person takes out a cup of wine to make Kiddush, he comes to that feeling, and that's why that's the appropriate time to say Shechiyonu. And that's why the Tzitzel Yezer explains, the minig is that women say Shechiyonu when they light the candles. Why don't they do like the men and say Shechiyonu by Kiddush? It only causes problems, because otherwise there's a hefsik for the women when they listen to our Kiddush and they hear the Shechiyonu, and they already said Shechiyonu when they lit the candles. But he explains, since as we just said, the point of the Shechiyonu is to be said when a person comes to a certain hargosha, to a certain level of shevach v'aydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, women come to that feeling when they light the candles. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev, a question based on this Gemara. Rav Yoshev paskins that part of the chiyuv of Simchas Yontif is every day of Yontov to drink wine. So he says, our Gemara is clearly a proof against that psak. Because what is our Gemara saying? That how could you say that you could say Shechiyonu every day of Yontif? Every day of Yontif there's no wine. Ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You just said, Rabbi Yoshev, we do drink wine every day of Yontif. So Rabbi Yoshev answered him that our Gemara is talking with Zman Shebeis HaMinish HaYakayim. But Zman Shebeis HaMinish HaYakayim, we makayim the chiv of Simcha by eating karbonos every day. And therefore, the Taka didn't have to drink wine every day. And that's why the Gemara's question, there's no wine every day, is a good question. However, says Rabbi Yoshev, nowadays, where we don't have karbonos, we have the chiyuv to mekayim simchas yontif by drinking wine every day. And Taka Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that his father, the stipler, used to say, Shechiyonu, he used to drink wine every day of yontif. So, the Gemara's question is, if you have to, how can you say Shechiyonu every day, if you're supposed to say Shechiyonu with a kais? Says the Gemara, Hale kasha, dekle kais, that you bring him a kais. Says the Gemara, Hatenech atzeres Rosh Hashanah. That is fine in Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos, where we make Kiddush, and there's wine, and you can drink wine. V'yom Kippurim, how could you make a Shechiyonu? The Shechiyonu has to be made on a kais. Heichi Ovid, how could you make a bracha? How could you make the bracha Shechiyonu? Im v'varach alav v'shasilei. If you're going to make a bracha and then drink, kivin the oven v'zman, once you said the Shechiyonu, keblalei, it's ready yontif, v'asilei, and you can't drink wine anymore. And from here, in fact, the Gemara says, d'amalei rav yimri about abalarav, there was once a Friday afternoon where it was cloudy, and they didn't have clocks, so everybody thought it was already Shabbos. And they davened Ma'ariv. And he asked him, Mi v'dalt, did you not do any melacha after you davened? V'amalei in, b'dalna, yes, I certainly didn't do any melacha. Because once I daven, the halacha is I'm not allowed to do any melacha. So here, how could you tell him to drink, to make a Shechiyonu Yom Kippur? Once he says the Shechiyonu, he can't drink the wine. So how can he make the bracha? And from here, the Tzitz Eliezer says another very interesting psak halacha. He says that the halacha is that if a woman lights Shabbos candles, la halacha, she can make a tenai, she can make a condition that she's not being makabel Shabbos with the lighting of the candle, and therefore let's say she has to go somewhere that's far away, she can go into a car and go there even though she already lit the Shabbos candles. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, that's on every Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur, when the woman lights the Yom Kippur candles, she also makes the Shechiyonu. And our Gemara just finished explaining that once somebody makes the Shechiyonu, he was Makabel Yontif, and he can't do any more Melacha. So the woman cannot make it tonight, and she cannot do any Melacha after she lights those candles. And if she wants to do it, she shouldn't say the Shechiyonu. She should only say the Shechiyonu in Shul later on, as we will explain later in the Gemara. Similarly, the Shaila Tshuva Shevet Alevi paskins that let's say somebody makes a bracha on the wine by benching, uses a kais for benching by Shaila Shudas, and that wine she can't be drunk because we don't drink after benching for Shaila Shudas. He should be careful that he should use the wine for something else because you can't drink the wine anymore. Now, says the Gemara, Livler Chalei V'lidchnei. On the other hand, she just make a bracha on the wine Yom Kippur in the evening when you say the Shechiyonu and leave it. Hamavarach Tzarech Shiyutin. Somebody who makes a bracha has to drink the wine. And Rashi explains, why does he have to drink? Because it's a gnai, Rashi says, for kosher bracha if somebody won't drink it. The Ritva says, the reason is that it will be a bracha levatala. And the Ran explains, the Rashi is not explaining with Ritva, not arguing with Ritva. Rashi also obviously is concerned for bracha levatala. What Rashi is going a step further. Rashi is saying, not even in a case where there won't be a bracha levatala, like our Gemara will explain, let's say somebody else will drink it. Still, it's a gnai that if the person who's making the Shechiyonu doesn't drink from the cup that he made the Shechiyonu and the Bar Priya Gofen on, it's a gnai to that cup. And that's why the Afika Yehuda quotes the famous minig of Rav Chaim Briska, that when he was Masada Kedushin and he made a Bari Priya Goffin, even though the Chos and the Kala are going to drink from that cup of wine, he was also careful to take from that wine. Because what Rashi just says, Gnai, it's a Gnai that somebody makes a Bracha and he doesn't drink from that very cup. Leis Vilayunuka, on the other hand, should make a Bracha and give it to a child. Leis Hachasaka Rav Nachman. The Halacha is not like Rav Nachman, who allows a child to do Melacha, if even though it's also for the adult and it's mutter for the child, because we're concerned Dilma Asla Misrach, we're concerned that the child when he grows up will come to continue doing this. And like the Rashba says, if a child will see that Yom Kippur by night, when we make Shachyonu and a Bari Priya Goffin, he drinks from the wine, he'll think that even though of course in Yom Kippur you don't drink or eat, but maybe drinking the wine by the Shachyonu is an exception. My Havilah. So what's the halacha? Is a Shachyonu made on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not? Shadru Rabbanon Rav Yemer Saba. The Rabbanon said Rav Yemer Saba Kamed Rav Chizda B'mal Yom Rishata on Erev Rosh Hashanah Amrulei Zil Chazi Hechet Ovid Uvda. Go see what he does regarding Meich Shachyonu and tell him alone, and then come back and report to us what you saw. Ki Chazye, when Rav Chizda saw Rav Yemer, Amrulei, Rav Chizda said to him, Deluya L'Retiva Rafse Le'Beduchte. When somebody picks up a moist wood, which there's no point in, because the wood can't be used for burning, it's obvious that he needs the place. What Rav Chizda explained to Mefarshim was saying to Rav Yemer was, obviously you came here to see what I'm going to do. Am I going to say Shachyonu or not? Isolei Kasa de Chamra, they brought for him a cup of wine. Kaddish, he made Kiddush, Ramazman, and he said Shachyonu. Like Mefarshim explained, had not Rav Chizda made it obvious to Rav Yemer that he knew Rav Yemer was watching what he was doing, we would not have a definitive halacha. Because we could say Rav Chizda was making Shachyonu, but not that there's a choiv to make a Shachyonu. But now that Rav Chizda understood Rav Yemer was watching him in order to report, and he still made the Shachyonu, it's obvious that he held that a Shachyonu is obligated to be said in Rosh Hashanah. And that's the halacha, Oym Azman, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He said in the Shanim Kippur, Vilkhsun Dalach is man I'm Rafil Bashuk. You don't have to necessarily say it on a cup of wine. Taisa says, so what do we do on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, first of all, the Dalach is we make, Mishnah Berurah says it, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shachyonu is made, the Chazan starts saying a Shachyonu without a cup of wine, and everybody should say along with the Chazan, but try to be careful to finish the Shachyonu before the Chazan finishes the Shachyonu, and answer Amen after the Chazan's Shachyonu, because the wine is not absolutely necessary for the Shachyonu to be said. Taisus continues, what's going to be the halacha if there's a bris on Yom Kippur? So Taisus says if there's a bris on Yom Kippur, the halacha is that we give it to a child to drink. And Taisu explains, the only time we're worried about Asa L'Misrach is something that's going to be done year after year after year. But here we're not talking about something that's going to be done on an annual basis. It just happened this year, there was a bris, and therefore you could give it to the child to drink. However, the Ramah says, and this is our minig, that we give it to the baby himself who's having the bris. The Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what the Rif says, that a Shachyonu, that a Bari Priya Goffin is not said at all on Yom Kippur by Bris, rather they make a Bari Minib Psalm at all instead. And the Ravan says that we put the Kaisha Bracha away for Matzah Yom Kippur. Taisus continues discussing what's going to happen if there's a Bris on Tisha B'Av or if there's a Chuppah on a Seir B'Tavis. There he says that since it's Tisha B'Av or it's a Seir B'Tavis, we could give it to a child to drink. And Taisa says, interestingly, that if there's a bris on Tisha B'Av, which is Nitcha, that means Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, and we're holding Tisha B'Av on Sunday, so it's a Nitcha, then he said that the Baal Bris himself, the Mayo or the Sandik, could drink, because since it's a Nitcha, and it's their Yontif. From here, in fact, we see a proof that we can make a bris, that we can make a wedding, according to Taisa, on a Sar B'Tavis, even though it's a fast day. There's another interesting shaila in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mincha Shleima from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach based on Agamar, because Agamar says that once somebody says a Shechiyanu, he's Mekabel Yom Kippur and he can't do any more Malacha. And he says the same thing would be Kiddush every Friday night. So therefore, if somebody asks Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he's a chaplain in a hospital which is not close to his home. So what they suggested to him was that he should come Friday afternoon, make Kiddush for the patients, and then afterwards still drive home. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that based on our Gemara, making Kiddush, making the Shechiyanu, is the Kabbalah's Yontif, and it's too late afterwards to make a condition and say, I'll be able to do Malacha afterwards. And that's our Minig. But in fact, Mr. Brewer says that our Minig is that not only is the Shechiyanu the indication that Yom Kippurim began, but even if a person finishes eating and he benches, it may be an indication that he wants to begin the Yom Kippur. And that's why he says that if a person does want to eat or drink still after benching on the Sudam of Sekis Erev Yom Kippur, he should have in mind that he's not being Mekabel Tainus with this benching.